Today on Rockin' the Suburb.
Dance fans throughout Texas and Louisiana will have the first opportunity to thrill at the music of Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. This is his first appearance in the South and is expected to be the biggest attraction of the season. The versatility of this group is unsurpassed. They swing, they sing, and they clown. Louis is not only a top-flight saxophonist and also became popular as a singer, dancer, leader, and composer. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I'd like to welcome you to this episode. Today, we're going to kick off a series entitled Heroes of Rock, which examines contributors to the far-reaching genre of rock. From pioneers to superstars, little-known artists to trailblazers, one thing unites these heroes. They had the rock inside of them, and they found a way to let it out. First up, Louis Jordan.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Louis Jordan was born on July 8, 1908 in Brinkley, Arkansas. His father, James Aaron Jordan, was a music teacher and band leader for the Brinkley Brass Band and the Rabbit Foot Minstrels. His father taught him clarinet starting at age 7, then moved him on to saxophone. In his teens, he joined the Rabbit Foot Minstrels. Jordan began playing professionally in the 1920s, working with Charlie Gaines, Clarence Williams, Stuff Smith, and finally with the Chick Webb Big Band, where he sang and played alto sax. Jordan decided to go solo in the early 1940s, but didn't have the funds to maintain a full orchestra like Webb, so he formed a group called the Timpani Five, which would remain the Timpani Five, no matter how many members it had throughout his career. As author Preston Lauterbeck wrote, "This new band format, its new sounds and ballsy originality would revolutionize American music." In November of 1941, importantly, a month before the attack on Pearl Harbor, Jordan recorded "Knock Me a Kiss" and "I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town."
Like cake and no mistake, but baby, if you insist, I'll cut out cake just for your sake. Baby, come on, knock me a kiss. I like pie, I hope to die, just get a load of this. When you get high, doggone the pie, baby. Come on, knock me a kiss. When you press your sweet little lips to mine, then I understood. They taste like candy, brandy and wine, peaches, bananas and everything fine. I love jam and no flim flam. Scratch that off my list. This ain't no jam, the jam can scram. Baby, come on, knock me a kiss.
That recording of Knock Me a Kiss sold well, and Jordan and his young manager, Burl Adams, in a move both desperate and ingenious, scheduled a southern tour to try to take advantage of his latest record success. They worked with powerful promoter Don Robey, who realized patrons used to seeing a full big band or orchestra would object to paying full price for a five-piece group, so he booked the 15-piece act Claude Trenier and his Bama State Collegians along with Jordan. The resulting tour through Louisiana and Texas played to riotous, sold-out crowds and became one of the most important tours in Chitlin Circuit history. Jordan had little use for the smooth mannerisms of Duke Ellington and the big band leaders that were popular at the time. Instead, he embraced the funny, confusing, violent reality of farm folk in the city. And as Ellington had stood as the most influential figure in black popular music since the late 1920s, Jordan would be the key role model to virtually every black pop performer for the next 15 years. Diverse stylists Charles Brown, Fats Domino, B.B. King, and James Brown, for starters, all acknowledged their debt to him.
I got a gal who's always late anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Way you acting lately makes me doubt. You's is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found some.
As noted in the source of all human knowledge, during the 1940s, Jordan and the band became popular with such hits as Choo Choo Boogie, Five Guys Named Mo, and several others. Within a year of his breakthrough, the Timpani Five's appearance fee rose from $350 to $2,000 per night. But the breadth of Jordan's success and the size of his combo had larger implications for the music industry. The blues singer Gatemouth Moore said, "He was playing with five pieces. That ruined the big bands. He could play just as good and just as loud with five as 17. And it was cheaper." Jordan's raucous recordings were notable for using contemporary narratives. This is perhaps best exemplified on Saturday Night Fish Fry, a two-part 1950 hit that was split across both sides of an RPM record. It was one of the first popular songs to use the word rocking in the chorus and to feature a distorted electric guitar. Many sources describe this recording and some others by Jordan as jump blues because it literally made its listeners jump to its pulsing beat. One source states that Saturday Night Fish Fry had a lively jump rhythm, a call and response chorus, and a double string electric guitar riffs that Chuck Berry would later admit to copying.
Now if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry. It was rockin', it was rockin',
You never cease that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never cease that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around, just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never cease that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never cease that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking. It was rocking. You never cease that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Not only did Jordan radically alter the size of bands, his popularity and live performance shifted the emphasis from the band leader or soloist and made the singer the focal point. He threw a little grit into the horns too, blazing a path for the honking sax stars of the next era. By the mid-1940s, he was adding electric guitar routinely and amazingly, even electric organ on occasion. Many of his records were produced by Milt Gabler, who, in his later production work, played Jordan's music for Bill Haley, as Haley wanted to transition from country and western to rock and roll. This resulted in Haley's huge hit, Rock Around the Clock. In addition, Lewis Jordan appeared in several Soundies, early films that were forerunners of music videos. The most important of these was Caledonia, a two-reel American musical short film directed by William Forrest Crouch and released by Astor Pictures in 1945. The film includes four songs performed by Jordan and his band: Caledonia, Honey Child, Tilly, and Buzz Me, which were also released individually by the Soundies Distributing Corporation of America. The film was popular among audiences and also served as a great promotional tool, as it could be screened before pictures in the towns where Jordan and his Timpani Five were scheduled to appear. For his stylistic slimming down of bands, the focus shift from band leader to lead singer, introduction of the electric guitar and honking sax, and the sizzling energy of his jump blues style, which lit the fuse for the era that followed, Lewis Jordan is a hero of rock.
Nothing to eat, but she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia! Caledonia! I want to make your big head so hot, Ma. I love you just the same. I'll always love you, baby, 'cause Caledonia is your name. Thank you.
He could play just as good and just as loud with five as 17.